Teachers in Baltimore County say this election season has been like no other in the classroom. WIPR's John Lee reports that Donald Trump's unorthodox style, combined with the power of social media, have students engaged and debating the president-elect.
There's other anomalies that we're seeing in this president-elect.
It's the day before the inauguration of Donald Trump, and students in Sandra Skrdalis's 12th grade AP government class are debating the president-elect's actions. They go to Patapsco High School in Dundalk, and they are not giving Trump an easy time. Yara Darius scoffed at Trump for not understanding the presidency, treating it as though he'll be the CEO, calling all of the shots.
But when you're a president of a democratic government, you're not, not only that, but you don't have all the power.
Edison Lopez and Austin Dillon mixed it up over Trump's nominee for education secretary, Betsy DeVos, Lopez objecting to an education secretary with no public school experience.
I don't understand how anybody could think that's a smart idea. Like, you wouldn't go to a stylist who doesn't know how to cut your hair, so why would you?
Well, our current Secretary of Defense has never held a military position. He has a degree in medieval history, and he's our Secretary of Defense. So I don't think that qualifications really matter like that.
In Paul Latanishin's ninth grade social studies class at Sparrows Point High School, the president-elect is providing plenty of material. Latanishin first showed a clip of Congressman John Lewis saying he would not attend Trump's swearing-in today, calling him illegitimate. Trump, of course, fired back via Twitter, calling Lewis, who is a civil rights legend, all talk. Dozens of Democratic congressmen say they'll join Lewis and skip today's inauguration. By a show of hands, seven of Latanishin's two dozen students sided with those congressmen. Jake Wolf was one of them.
If I was like a Democrat and I was in his party and I worked with John Lewis for a while, I'd probably be with him more than the new president.
Sidney Walensky saw it differently.
If everyone from that party doesn't go, then that'll just make them look bad. And you know, it is a new president, so you kind of got to work together.
Latanishin is in his 13th year of teaching. He says he's seeing an unprecedented level of political engagement from high school freshmen. He says a big reason is they have their phones 24/7 and can be dinged with a notification anytime.
With Donald Trump, the number of Twitter followers and mentions and the way he uses social media, they can't ignore it.
Add to the social media mix the proliferation of fake news. No, Hillary Clinton did not run a child sex ring out of a D.C. pizza parlor, and no, the Pope did not endorse Donald Trump. But an analysis by BuzzFeed News found that in the last 3 months of the election, fake stories got more clicks than real ones. Both Latanishin and Skrdalis say they are now teaching students how to tell fake news from the real thing.
You need to double check and make sure, like find several sources that say this is actually what's happening and not just going with that first article that's out there.
Baltimore County School Superintendent Dallas Dance says they'll look at revising the curriculum to teach students what's relevant and what isn't.
Folks want to make sure that when something's reported, that kids understand the difference between what's real and what's not. And then how do we as adults model that as well?
As for teaching Trump, Latanishin says a question going forward is the president-elect an anomaly or the new normal? I'm John Lee reporting for 88.1 WIPR.